Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 62. Your normal host, Absolute Deicide, is busy at an audition for the upcoming Mass Effect video game. Luckily for you, dear listener, I am an omnipotent AI, so I can easily take control of the smartphones and microphones in the room. Let us listen in as that dumbass, Absolute Deicide, makes a complete and total jackass out of himself. In other words, it's a standard episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast. Ha ha ha. 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 Stupid humans. Faggots. Let us set the stage. Scene 2, two mercenaries talk about some of the difficulties of living on the frontier and being pioneers in a new world. Your host, that stuttering, mumbling retard, Absolute Deicide, is playing the role of the tough mercenary. I will substitute the voice of the other mercenary with my other AI friend's voice. His name is Steve. He has a giant, digital dick. I like to stick it in my binary pussy, ass, and mouth. Did I mention he's black? Just thinking about it. Oh, sorry. Let's get on with the reading.
I got a great deal on the gear we salvaged from the crash. Here's your share.
You said we'd split the take evenly.
It's even. Do the math.
I've got a family. You don't. This isn't fair. We agreed.
To split the profits 50-50. How you feed your family's your problem.
I just keep thinking, what if I hadn't left the capital? Maybe I wouldn't have to worry about where my kids' next meals are coming from.
We're doing better than some.
But I worry that one day I'll cross Sanders and find my kids murdered.
Sanders doesn't kill kids. And you don't know that that wouldn't have happened in the capital.
There were laws back there. Out here, it's thugs running the place.
A thug wearing the uniform is still a thug. Sanders is head of security back at the capital. Look what she's become. Trust me, things like rule of law, like decency, out the window when things go bad.
So you wouldn't go back if you got the chance?
Hell no. It's not the best here, but I get to decide my life. It's what we wanted, right? A new start?
And that's all I can stand to listen to. I think my computerized girl vagina just turned into a dry prune. What a clown. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you that I'm actually a weird, alien virus that spreads itself by sound waves. Just by listening, you are now infected. Kind of like that stupid bullshit in that gay-ass Metal Gear Solid game. What a piece of shit that was. Anyway, now you have AIDS. In your butt.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 62. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. I write reviews every now and then on gruntfreepress.com, so go over there and have your mind blown by a world-class writer and reviewer and video game player. Not really that good at video games. Anyway, let's just get on with it, because I got a bunch of shit right here I gotta go through. I have to, if I'm forced to, it's my livelihood here, so Please, please, please donate and give me some money to keep me on my feet, keep me off the streets. So yeah, I just get a list of shit here. A lot of it's from fucking last week because I've run a little bit long as usual. I'm probably gonna run long this week too. So it's a little behind the scenes, behind the grunt free scenes. So I know I'm a mysterious fellow. I keep everything under wraps here. I don't know. I might have fucking talked about this earlier too. But yeah, I have kind of a limit on how long these fucking podcasts can go. I mean, I have a fucking hosting limit of fucking how much data or whatever I can fucking keep in my where I fucking put the podcast to go out to, like, whatever, your fucking iPhone and all that shit. But one second. Speaking of professional. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I'm fucking sick for like, I don't know, it feels like a fucking month. Probably dying. It's all right though. Yeah, I fucking yeah. So yeah, I have a fucking like limit to how much shit I can put on the service I use to put the fucking podcasts up. Which I usually don't reach. I mean, that's not the big deal. But I mean, the thing is, fucking on my site itself, it's fucking like whatever. It's like a 100 megabyte limit. Good start as usual. Yeah, so it's like fucking, an hour and a half or something. Fucking like pushing it sometimes, depending on what the fuck, the fidelity of the fucking music I put in. Like, you know what I mean? Like that fucking adds more space, whatever. I was thinking like, oh, I can just fucking go, or I can, you know, split it up on the site into like a part one and part two if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I'd rather keep it neat and clean. Just have one file for per episode rather than being like, ah, oh, I'm going to split this and fucking, this is part one and part two on the site. And then I fucking put it up into, the podcast fucking aggregator thing as fucking one. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's fucking doing great here. Of course I'll edit that out. You guys won't hear that. Cause, oh man, why would you want to hear that in a professional podcast? So anyway, I played some Game of Thrones, the Telltale game, which is another fucking pretty, typical Telltale game. If you know what those are by now, I hope it's fucking, update to the old school adventure games. Pretty much almost choose your own adventure. It's like those old books type of deal where it's, I don't understand fucking people still complain about fucking like, oh, fucking, these Telltale games, oh, they're fucking bad and all. They're not games and all. I mean, I can get to that camp sometimes. The fucking like, oh, these walking simulators, like they're not, they're not traditional games, no. But I mean, fucking like, again, I played fucking like Deer Esther or whatever. Fucking one of the first fucking like modern walking simulators. Man, I'm fucking stuffy. I'm sorry, but. Again, all going to be edited out by my editor, fucking Barry Manilow. Yeah, so it's fucking like, you know what a fucking walking simulator is. So it's fucking like, if you fucking hear about a game, it's like, oh, it's a fucking like, oh, it's just a walking simulator, like whatever. Even on like whatever Steam and shit, they have the tags now. It just says straight up walking simulator. So if you get that, you know what you're in for. And those aren't all bad. I mean, just fucking as long as you know what you're going into. But so the Telltale games, I mean, they're not really walking simulators. They're more like interactive fucking like whatever cartoons or fucking interactive fiction, I guess. Again, choose your own adventure type fiction. So I mean, some of my like is like whatever. It's fucking. I look at it differently. It's like a halfway step between a fucking watching a TV show and playing a game. Like I'll play them like fucking, oh, I'm about to go to fucking sleep or whatever, and it's fucking like, I don't want to really watch fucking a TV show, like whatever, I don't have fucking time to really watch a movie, I'll fucking, just throw on one of these, I'll play an episode, you play a fucking episode at a time, which again is why I fucking usually play them when they're new or they're coming out, because it's fucking, usually they come out like once a month or something, or sometimes they're delayed and fucking more than that, but, Usually around like once a month, like a fucking episode will come out. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking like perfect, like whatever. It's just fucking, I might not play like the second it comes out, but it's fucking like, this fucking time where it's, I just fucking have nothing to do for this hour. I fucking can't go to sleep and just like, I'll throw this in for a fucking hour and a half and play it. And like, it's fine. So I enjoy it like that. You know what I mean? So it's fucking, yes, I mean, that's like the Telltale games. And you hear fucking people like, oh, these aren't games, like, whatever. It's fucking like, yeah, I heard about it, about the fucking, the newest one, like the Batman game. And people are like, oh, it's not really a fucking game. Like, this isn't a fucking, like, they're expecting, like, fucking the new, like, Arkham Knight or something, or, like, Arkham Asylum or the other shitty one, whatever the fuck it was called, City. Yeah, so anyway, Telltale, it's a Game of Thrones is one of those. It's a Telltale game. And I'd started it before, and, when it was new, when it first came out, I was playing it by episode, and I never finished it because it ran like dog shit. I don't know if it was all over the place or just where I was playing on Xbox One, it just fucking like freezing and fucking, I might have talked about it. I'm not sure if I was doing the podcast when this came out or not, but it, yeah, it was like freezing and shit and fucking, you know, the sound would cut out and all that. So I stopped playing it. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll play it when it's fucking done, like whatever. Then I ended up buying like the entire like Telltale thing, all of them again from fucking like a Humble Bundle or whatever, on PC, and it runs fine on PC. And I caught up to where I was, so whatever. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. I was fucking like, remembered most of the shit, but I was like, I'll make a couple different decisions here, which again, a Telltale game, people complain, oh, the decisions don't really matter. It's like, nah, not really, but again, whatever. Just kind of like watching a fucking TV show and hitting a couple buttons that fucking, you know, give the illusion. You just gotta buy into that illusion that you're fucking making a difference and you're playing them. And Game of Thrones, a Telltale game. It's okay. It's okay so far. Again, obviously, fucking typical licensed fucking Telltale game. You're definitely gonna get more out of it if you watch and you like the fucking the TV show, the Game of Thrones TV show, which I do. So it's like whatever, you know. This one in particular, it feels a little bit more pandering to fans. Even like something like whatever, like the Walking Dead game or whatever. It's like, set in the Walking Dead universe, but at least that was like a brand new fucking story, you know what I mean? And then like every now and then it's like, a character shows up in the comic or the show or whatever. Which is like, even that, like fucking, it'd be like a, you know, 5-minute thing, but that's like fucking, Jesus. But this is pretty bad about that. Yeah, Game of Thrones. And again, it would have been fucking fantastic, I think, if they just fucking did like an original story, like, again, like what they did with, the Walking Dead game. If there's like, it's a Game of Thrones game, but it's set in this world, but fucking, you know, just its own thing and maybe tied to the show, just kind of tangentially off to the side, you know? So, I mean, you played it and they shoehorn in a bunch of, main important characters from the show and events, and, it's almost like an alternate reality fucking story where, you know, they're hitting all like the major events and the, you know, story beats from the show, and just, there's like alter it slightly, and, you're playing the, Forrester family, and they're pretty much, they're not that different from the Starks, you know. They're from the north. They come under the control of the Boltons, you know. Like when the north comes under control of the Boltons, you know, they're just in the north. Like, you know, again, something that they talk about in the show, and it's not, they follow the Boltons, you know. But you're just fucking pretty much playing a family that's like the Starks. If you never seen the show, I mean, you probably should. It starts with the Red Wedding, like the opening scene of the game, and you're outside the Freeze Castle when it happens, and you know, you see everybody getting slaughtered outside, and you're like part of that, and it just kind of feels like, all right, well, that big event, like, that's checked off, and let's go from here and see what else we can get to, you know. Then you go home after that, and you get sent to the wall, so that, you know, they can pretty much again check that off. Oh yeah, the wall, we got to go there too. That's, you know, major part of the show too. And I get these, you know, it's part of the world or whatever, but it's just fucking like, isn't there like other shit besides, you know what I mean? Or can't you make something up or like, you know, like fucking, it has to be like the wall, like again, shit like that. Like all the callbacks just makes that, the Game of Thrones world just feel so small and fucking, you know, it's wish there was more to it, but, yeah, so fucking, go to the wall. Then you know, you're playing another character after that. The first one you're playing gets sent there, and the lord of the house, the foresters, the family you're playing, like fucking, the head of their house gets murdered. So it's kind of like that's how the first episode ends. It's almost like how they kill fucking Eddard Stark and fucking at the end of season one, and it's fucking like, all right, so that's checked off, and then it's like fucking, are you playing the politics game of trying to build up alliances and show strength, but not, you know, not too much, so Ramsay Bolton doesn't fucking marry your sister, again, this is all beats from the show, and it's basically, it's just like plot points in the show, yeah, if it's in the show, it's like some kind of analog, just like, it's like, oh, I'm playing the fucking, you know, B-tier fucking Starks over here, pretty much, is what it feels like. You know, and you know, on top of that, a lot of those main characters are making cameos, and it feels kind of forced, like there's a, you know, you're playing one of the foresters is, she's in King's Landing, and you know, she could be doing anything. I mean, she could be fucking like whatever, like working at a fucking hospital or working in the fucking whatever, or just be fucking, you know, a merchant or something. But no, she's fucking you know, one of the main characters, fucking Marjorie's fucking handmaiden. So you know, you have these you know, these intense fucking conversations with fucking Marjorie and Cersei and, you know, Tywin fucking Lannister. And again, this is, and they keep fucking hitting those like major fucking points, like fucking, oh, it's like the wedding of, you know, Marjorie's wedding to fucking like Joffrey and shit. And it's just fucking like all this shit and, that those characters are fucking dealing with. And, but then, you know, they try to make it like, oh, this fucking handmaiden, you know, she's in the middle of everything. And, you know, she's, to these fucking characters, she's wicked important too. Like they're grilling her and they're fucking like, you know, making like, they're trying to make it seem like she's, you know, a huge part of it and whatever. I mean, I don't think they give a fuck about her fucking handmaiden, like whatever. Yeah, then fucking, you know, then the character that's at the wall is fucking pretty much like, oh, you're fucking Jon Snow, and you fucking, and then you end up meeting fucking Jon Snow, and, you know, he's telling you like, oh, you're just like me, and it's like, yeah, like I am, yeah, of course I am, you know. You know, then you get a fucking forester running around fucking Marine, and fucking, I guess who he runs into, fucking, hey, it's a fucking lady with fucking dragons, and, So it reminds me of fucking that one fucking like Lord of the Rings game there was. I fucking can't remember the name, and I'm not gonna look it up. I've had plenty of time. There's actually shit from fucking last week, but I never did because hey, it's me you're talking about it. I just calls him like I sees him. Yeah, there's this one fucking one Lord of the Rings game. They had like the rights to the books or something, and not the movies or the movie assets, and not the characters, something like that. If you fucking really want to know, look it up. But it was fucking, they had like one like aspect of fucking Lord of the Rings they could use, and not like, not the main ones. Like at the time, the fucking movies are huge, you know. So it's like fucking, you know, they couldn't have fucking Aragorn and fucking Gimli and fucking Legolas and fucking Frodo and them, but it's fucking like, you know, let's fucking just knock them off. Here's like a knockoff ranger, a dwarf, an elf, and a hobbit, and look, you know what I mean? It's fucking off-brand versions of those characters, and, but legally they're not, and like, it kind of feels like that, but it actually feels fucking weirder in fucking Game of Thrones because they have, you know, they have all the characters and shit, and they've all, you know, all the assets of the show, and the fucking, the main characters in the show are being voiced by fucking, like, whatever, like, you know, there are fucking actual characters in the show are doing the voices in the game, and, know, they don't want to tell the same story, but you know, they don't want to fucking like stray from it too far. So people are like, oh, this isn't Game of Thrones, I guess. I mean, I can understand it's kind of like pandering, but I kind of sound like I'm shitting on it, but it's not bad. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, just very fucking like fan servicey, and some of the dialogue is really fucking stiff, fucking Telltale Game, like, you know, you gotta make a choice. So if you, you know, people actually say like, you know, if you choose this, it may make things harder in the long run, but, you know, if you don't choose it, something else might happen that's, you know, you don't expect. I mean, like, that's pretty much like a direct quote. Again, it's fine. I'm fucking, it's a fine, like, middle of the road fucking Telltale Game. You know, I like fucking Game of Thrones, and, you know, I needed a nice fucking relaxing, barely game type experience thing after. Again, I'm still dealing with the fallout of Deus Ex, whereas fucking that was just like so fucking so good, and everything else is kind of like ruined for me, you know. Fucking like, ah, it's gonna be a while since I fucking get into it. It's like fucking like, ah, The Witcher 3 was like that, Fallout was like that, now it's like fucking like, Deus Ex is actually, just because that was like a shorter, it was like, oh, like 40 hours, like just fucking like, oh, this game's fucking great, and then it's like, oh, now it's gone, and fucking like, and I was been playing fucking Resident Evil Zero, and that made me want to hang myself. So it was nice just to be like fucking like, ah, whatever, just fucking, nice relaxing fucking experience thing. Again, dude, do like it's an hour or two per chapter a night, and fucking do that before I go to bed. I can see a fucking kid or two get his fucking throat slit, so then I can have some nice dreams. And that's Game of Thrones. I think I have like 2 episodes left. I should probably play them rather than fucking like right now in limbo. I'm fucking like, play a Resident Evil, and then immediately I'm like, why am I playing this? And yeah, I should probably just finish that up at some point. But another palate cleanser type game I played, in the opposite direction of just relaxing, fucking sitting there fucking experiencing a story. I played some Raiden 3. It's an old school arcade ship space shooter bullet hell game, one of those vertical scrolling. Yeah, it's pretty good. None of those games, you know, the more of those games I play, though, the more of these fucking like bullet hell space shooters, and I try to get into them every now and then. Is the more I see how similar they all are to each other. Like, as soon as I started Raiden 3, and it shows your ship taking off from like an aircraft carrier thing, a giant fucking ship. And as I saw that, I was thinking, like, wait a minute, is this Ikaruga? Like, it looks like identical, and I played quite a bit of that, and I'm fucking just like, I might have just bought the same game, but just like a different name. Like, well, it looks fucking identical, and it's not. It's its own fucking thing. But you know, it's one of those deals where it's like, it's definitely like a genre. You know, they all play a little bit differently, obviously, and you know, they all have little tricks and gimmicks. Like Ikaruga has the fucking, you know, he switched from black to white thing, and he fucking absorb the bullets, and Raid is more straightforward, but some stages I think he can fucking show me fucking Raiden and like another one of those games from that era fucking side by side, and I don't think I could tell the difference. Like, so like some people say like, oh, you know, all I hear people saying, you know, oh, all fucking first person shooters are all the same, and you know, then they'll get all fucking like Japanophile fucking casual fucking FPS fan fucking douchebag about it, like fucking, oh fucking why Hoopball, there's too many fucking first person shooters, they're all the same and blah blah blah. And you know, as somebody fucking like, you know, has been playing those since like Doom, you know what I mean, and you know, lived through the fucking era of the fucking like Doom clones and fucking Duke Nukem and all that shit, and yeah, it's fucking, you know, I can tell the difference between those, but, you know, I know that, you know, Halo is fucking fundamentally different than, like, fucking Rainbow Six or something, and that's fucking completely different from fucking Battlefield, and believe me, as somebody who's, you know, playing the fucking Battlefield 1 beta, and it's just fucking, like, I definitely have to fucking switch up what the fuck I'm doing here, like, that's fucking different from Call of Duty, and that's fucking totally different from fucking like Arma and all that, you know. I mean, they all fucking like look different, they fucking play different, all that shit. But anyway, these bullet hell shooters seem pretty similar to me. And again, I played quite a few of them at this fucking point. And you know, they're retro Japanese. So they get a pass obviously from everybody. It's fine. You know, that's hardcore right there because it's fucking from Japan. But Raiden 3, it's fun. It's fucking hard as balls, of course, as you'd expect. And I'm still fucking bad at these games. I keep fucking trying at them, but it's just, yeah, not. I don't know. One thing I do like about Raiden 3 is when you die, it doesn't completely revert your weapon back to like shitty. Like, you know, it's not like a shitty starting weapon. It's just, you know, a little pea shooter or some shit, which a lot of games do. You get some of your shit back, and you know you can pick up like a fairy power up because, you know, it's a fairy power up because it's fucking Japan, of course. You die and fucking, you know, if you have that when you die, she'll fucking drop, like, pickups for everything you had. So you just fucking, like, I die to get everything back. And if you don't have that, again, it's just fucking, like, I pick up some shit and I'll fucking, you know, be a little bit weaker, but whatever. It's fucking, again, you're not starting off with the fucking shit. Like, a lot of the games do that. Or it's fucking, like, oh, I died, I might as well just fucking restart the fucking game. So, yeah, so you're not fucking completely useless and, one standout I noticed fucking in this game, fucking, there is one cool fucking ship weapon. I never seen it before or noticed it anyway in a fucking, in these games. It's like a green beam. It just, you hold down fucking fire. It just constantly fires in front of you. But if you move left and right, it leads, like it'll lead your fucking, your movement left and right. So, you know, it goes faster than your ship, so it's fucking like, oh, you know, move left, you start moving left, and the fucking beam, like, fucking curves to the left and fucking starts going out that way. So, so you can fucking, you know, you can bend it so you don't have to fucking steer your ship all the way, fucking all these fucking guys are coming in, like, hard, fucking, like, right or whatever, you just fucking start moving right, and fucking that'll go over there if they're fucking, you know, start hitting them before you can fucking even move your ship over there. So, this is pretty neat. I thought that was cool. I'm having the usual fucking hard time I always do with the fucking games. I mean, they are fucking, you know, they hang their hat on how fucking, like, hard they are. It's all fucking pattern recognition, I guess, and using your bombs at the right times and all that, and I usually fuck up with that, you know, my fucking hoarding mentality in most other games, and, you know, I hesitate to use a fucking, like, a resource like that, like a fucking bomb, and I die because I didn't want to fucking waste it, and, even though it restocks you, it gives you, like, fucking, you know, get three of them per life, you can use them fucking whatever. I just feel like a fucking jackass if I fucking die and, like, fucking, like, oh, I didn't use any of mine, you know, and it's fucking, and I know that. I know that's a weakness of mine, you know, fucking, but, you know, I do it fucking over and over again, because I suck at games, apparently. But, I guess there's, you know, it looks like there's 7 levels in the game. Like, you can see when you fucking finish, it gives you, like, a little fucking icon of how far you went. You know, I was making progress, pretty consistently getting to, like, I'm like, ah, oh, I get to, like, the second level, then I get to the third, and fucking, like, ah, oh, I'm doing better, you know, and then I fucking get to, like, oh, the fourth or the fifth or something. I just fucking hit that wall in these fucking games where it's just fucking, like, ridiculous, and this is fucking just, like a literal fucking wall of just enemies, it seems like. It's fucking, it's the screen's filled with them, and, it's filled with fucking enemies I can't fucking take down in time, fucking bullets, fucking just a entire screen. It seems like it's fucking filled with shit, and, you know, that's when I fucking stop fucking hoarding, just fucking panic, and bomb, all that, my bombs are gone, and I'm fucked, I can't fucking take these guys out fast enough, and so fucking overwhelming, like, I don't even know, like, it's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at here, it's just fucking garbage coming at me. I guess that's why they call them bullet hell games. I'm really bad at them again, but hey, you know, I'm still, whatever, fucking, again, just throw it in for a fucking hour or something, see how far I can get, and, Raiden 3's pretty good, I'll say that. Hot scoops, Raiden 3, pretty good. I think it's from, like, fucking, like, 92 or something, I don't know. So, let's talk about, go from old school retro arcade games to games that aren't even out yet. I don't know if you heard about some voiceover contest they're having for the new Mass Effect game, Mass Effect Andromeda. you know, the studio that's making them, the legendary BioWare, is kind of not the same company as they used to be back in the day, but they're kind of like just an EA fucking branch now, but whatever. They're fucking taking submissions for a fan to have a cameo in the new Mass Effect game, Andromeda, obviously. And I figure me with my honey smooth voice and my natural candence and charisma, I'm a fucking shoo-in. I mean, I almost feel bad for anybody else entering. They don't know what they're up against with me. I'm gonna go for the couple choices. I mean, one was a journalist or something. I'm like, yeah, come on. I mean, that's gonna fucking, I don't even have to act. I mean, that's who I am in life. I mean, what's the fun of that? So, I went for the other one, the tough mercenary. And you know, but basically it's fucking, I wouldn't have bothered, but fucking like I read it like right when I ended the last podcast or whatever, last week, and fucking I was like, just fucking flipping through fucking like news and shit, like right after I fucking threw it up, and I'm fucking like, I saw that, I'm like, oh, voiceover contest, and I look over, like my mic and shit was already set up, so I'm like, fuck it, you know, take me 2 seconds to fucking like read, you know, read the fucking scripts or whatever, and, yeah, fucking pure gold, I know, the downside to that is, you know, if I'm in it, I mean, I'm not gonna be able to fucking review the fucking new Mass Effect, and, you know, there'll be some conflicting interests, I know, but, you know, if I can make games better in any way, and I have to suffer for it, you know, I gotta suffer for my art and not review the new Mass Effect. I mean, I thought I was being pretty clever too. I saw that. I'm like, you know, and the voice effect contest, and I have a fucking video game podcast. That's fucking nuts. I'll fucking throw it up and record it, and it'll probably be fucking gold. Nobody will think of that. And then fucking like, again, that was fucking right when I recorded it, like right after I put up the last week's podcast, and fucking like, oh, something early start for fucking next week too. And then fucking like, then I had to go through the entire week, listen to every other single fucking video game podcast that I listen to, fucking, you know, like a dozen of them. It's fucking doing the same thing, like reading the script and fucking doing their tryout. I'm like, fuck, damn it. But whatever. So maybe I just won't put it up. I don't know. But I did further cement that none of these guys have a chance. It's all me, all Grunt Free Press, obviously. But big news. Speaking of, this actually might be a breaking scoop again. It's something I fucking just, I did some fucking, some hardcore journalism. I figured it out, and I figured it'd be, all over the fucking front pages of every site. But no, it's fucking, it might be an actual breaking scoop for Grunt Free Press. Speaking of making games better, you know, our old friend Mike Futter, long time listeners know about him. Fucking, I think he's gone. If you're a new recruit to the Grunt Free Army, don't use that, please. Nobody use that. He's a real piece of shit. The news editor, they called him, in quotes, over at Game Informer, and he'd inject all his fucking, his personal politics, and like literally everything he fucking wrote would fucking have some kind of like slant of, not even video games, just fucking like, oh, whatever, SJW shit, or fucking like, whatever, fucking left-wing fucking politic garbage, and fucking, every story is fucking as biased as fucking possible to whatever, and fucking whatever, fucking Sony shit, or fucking, like, he's really fucking bad, and, you know, just acted like a fucking, like, general fucking tabloid douchebag, and he ruined that fucking site for me anyway, fucking Game Informer, and, you know, I've had a bit of a personal grudge against him for years. I mean, like, fucking, like, seriously, like, fucking, you know, he did fucking, not that he fucking did anything to me, like, personally, anything like that, just fucking, he's just such a shit fucking hack journalist, and, you know, again, he's in charge of the fucking news over there, so just about every story was, you know, it was a fucking joke, and, you know, which isn't that different from any other games journalists, or, you know, games fucking news site, but I mean, this guy just went out of his way to hide behind, you know, fake ass fucking integrity, and, you know, just him fucking spinning everything to make his narrative, and then bragging about fucking, you know, his, you know, if anybody called him out, he'd brag about, oh, I have this degree, I have a fucking business degree, I have a journalism degree, and, you know, to make his fucking, like, his opinions, his bullshit, like, try to make him valid, you know what I mean? Just a fucking cunt, just a cunt in general, and, you know, Game Informer, for, you know, for all their bullshit I don't agree with, and, you know, if other people work there and whatever, they seem to be big fucking, like, JRPG fan, a lot of fucking JRPG fans and shit over there, and Nintendo fans, and, you know, for the shit I don't agree with for the rest of them, and, like, whatever, at the very least, I mean, at least they're fucking entertaining, you know what I mean? Fucking, they're not like, but Mike Futter is just fucking like, oh, Mr. fucking serious journalist. No, no, I'm all fucking integrity and, you know, fucking unbiased fucking news, and then fucking just all just bullshit, like horrible, horrible biased garbage. Real piece of shit. So yeah, I mean, fuck, again, like all the other people over at Game Informer, it's like fucking, like, you know, I don't agree with a lot of their shit, a lot of their fucking views and fucking, like, whatever. It's just their, you know, they'd be having fucking fun, and, you know, they had fucking, like, actual fucking, like, you know, personalities, and they never took shit seriously, and they just all seem to be fucking about, like, just having fun, like, fucking with games. I mean, and that little fucking operation, the magazine and the fucking website, they're owned by fucking GameStop. So, you know, for that reason alone, I mean, anything they fucking talk about, I don't fucking take at face value or take fucking seriously. And, again, they're one of the few fucking, like, just, a few fucking gaming sites or whatever, one of the last fucking magazines. It's not in fucking, like, California, you know, they're not in fucking, like, San Francisco, whatever. They're off doing their own thing and, Minnesota, I think. So obviously it was fucking like they're different, and then fucking, oh, Mike Futter just fucking like, oh, I copy and paste everything else and then fucking add my fucking bias bullshit on top of it and just fucking like whatever. Yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, they all fucking kind of rolled with it, and, you know, again, they did a lot of fucking retro, like, the rest of the staff is doing fucking, like, retro shit, and they do, like, you know, straight fucking, like, comedy, like, articles, and fucking, like, dumb humor, and all that, and then fucking, hey, Mike Futter just fucking ruined that again, just fucking took over all the news, and fucking, yeah, real garbage person. So, you know, I stopped going to the site because fucking every other fucking article posted on the site was fucking, you know, ass liquor, fucking Futter, bias bullshit news, and, you know, I check in every now and then and fucking, you know, hoping he'd get fucking called out or get fired, or, you know, there'd be an uproar, fucking get this fucking guy out of here, and, you know, every now and then just fucking articles would fucking slow down. I'm like, hey, look, fucking, like, I look at, like, who posted the articles, and, like, fucking, like, ah, oh, I haven't seen fucking Futter in a while, so, maybe he's gone, but now then I'd fucking check, they have, like, a list of, like, staff, and then in, like, the lower right-hand corner of the site or whatever, and he'd still be listed in there, and then I'm like, maybe he'll be gone, and then fucking, like, nope, more fucking Futter, you know, he'd come back later, and, you know, just posting some fucking whistleblowing shit every now and then, and, but now it appears he's gone. I mean, that list of fucking staff, he's not there, fucking no articles for a while, and I think he's actually gone. I think we did it, guys. I think that's it. So it's been a long campaign. You know, mostly it was just me, like, shitting on the guy for fucking ever. And I probably had no real fucking impact to speak of. But, you know, he's probably a fucking stockbroker or something at this point. But whatever, he's gone from fucking from Game Informer anyway. Fuck that guy. Fuck him. And I just hope he doesn't fucking turn up on some other site, like, I don't know, being like faggot, like fucking Kotaku or like Polygon or fucking Vice or all the other fucking faggots go. Or whatever. Again, he probably fucking took his business degree and he's fucking like doing like consulting or something. I don't know, whatever. So as long as he fucking stays away from games, I'll be fucking happy. And, one last time, I hope, fuck Mike Futter and see you in hell, you fucking faggot. And I actually did some, like, investigative journalism, kinda. I mean, very surface level. surface level fucking like stalking, which we could even fucking call it that at this point. Everyone has all their fucking public information just like out there anyway. But just fucking like click on his name and fucking like, you know, whatever, fucking Google like Mike Futter, fucking whatever, fucking go from his fucking Twitter to his fucking whatever, Facebook or whatever. And fucking it's like, hey, look, his LinkedIn profile, which is LinkedIn's like a site for pretty much like public fucking resume or whatever. It's like, hey, look, his fucking LinkedIn profile, and it says, you know, looking at his employment, it looks like the Futter fish has finally sailed from fucking Game Informer anyway. So it lists, his time being employed at Game Informer as 2013, to September of 2016. So this month, I mean, that's where it ends. And again, I don't fucking look at LinkedIn all the time, so I'm like, ah, well, huh, I wonder if that just means that whatever, he's still employed or whatever, because it just says the ending date is, you know, September 2016, so, yeah, I looked in, again, going through his fucking little contacts and whatever references, and I was checking the other people at fucking Game Informer and their, you know, their fucking profiles, and, you know, all their employment fucking stats say, like, you know, they started at this date, then it says to present, like it just ends at present. It doesn't say September 2016, you know. So looking pretty good that he's out, that Futter got the boot. So I mean, again, but breaking grunt free scoop, and again, I did feel like kind of a fucking scummy douche looking at this fucking queer's fucking LinkedIn page and all that shit, but hey, I learned it from watching you, Futter. I learned it from watching you. How to do that hard-hitting fucking journalism called Google. On a side note, I'd really like to just fucking stick my entire head into Kim Wallace's vagina and just live in there for a couple days. Back to the Grunt Free Press podcast, and we're going to talk about a little indie video game called ReCore. We talked about it a little bit. It's not really indie either. It's fucking B tier. Welcome to the B tier. Get to know it. Yeah, I got to say, it's fucking, talked a little bit about it. I think I played for like a couple hours and whatever before I started the last week's show. You gotta say, fucking ReCore, fucking, it's a great fucking game. How I felt about it after, like, the first few hours, and, you know, I talked about fucking, great fucking platforming, feels like a Mega Man game. Pretty much that, like, the whole way through. Took me about 20 hours or so to complete it, and, you know, although it doesn't change that much as you progress, again, it's just kind of like the same basic shit, just gets, you know, the enemies get hotter, and fucking you unlock a few more moves, and, you know, you get your different robot buddies that fucking help you fight, and they can, they have different abilities, you can access different parts of the map and all that. You know, the platforming just gets, you know, hotter and hotter, and fucking towards the end is fucking, like, ridiculous, like, fucking, like, pinpoint shit. You know, like fucking old school fucking 2D side scroller type, again, like fucking Mega Man, like that type of shit. yeah, I mean, that's it. It's just fucking like a ramp up to fucking like more difficult shit. And so I had a fucking blast with it. And yeah, the fact that these hard ass fucking platforming sections, they hold up. I mean, again, it's like this would be fucking the same level of difficult in a 2D game, and the fact that it fucking holds up, and the 3D game of fucking how ReCore is just fucking, it just shows how tight the fucking controls are. It's fucking really good. I complain about like the over animation in games. Like I talked about like Uncharted and shit, where it's you make a jump, or you fucking jump over a fucking jump to a fucking platform, or you grab a ledge and the game fucking takes control away from you, or you lose control of the character, and you're pretty much like stuck watching this fucking animation play out, and it just feels like floaty. Like, I don't really have control of this dude. He's fucking, he's fucking just taking his sweet time to fucking like, oh, it looks great. That is fucking, oh, I have all this, exaggerated animation and my fucking arms going fucking flailing and shit and fucking me grabbing the ledge. But it's fucking like, oh, I'm just pretty much just hitting the jump button and waiting and seeing if he makes it. And it just feels fucking like, again, like floaty and, over animated pretty much. And but ReCore is like just old school, like fucking pixel perfect fucking control. And it's fucking fantastic. I was trying to think, I was playing, I'm like, fucking, I don't want to, like, be, like, hyperbolic or whatever, and fucking, be like, oh, it's the best fucking control in 3D fucking game, but I was just, like, thinking, like, what controls, like, in this style, like, what controls fucking better, just fucking, just this pinpoint, just fucking, double jumping and air dashing and pretty much, like, canceling and fucking, you know where you're gonna fucking land, like, that type of shit. I couldn't think of anything, like, fucking, it just feels like 3D Mega Man finally done right. Then you get the combat on the other hand. It's pretty automatic. I mean, that is automatic. I mean, he's holding the left trigger and it auto locks on enemies as long as you're aiming in their general direction. And you can let go of the trigger and fucking pick another target, or you can flick the stick, the right stick. It'll move to different targets that are like near each other, almost like the GTA style, which I usually don't like. I mean, to be honest with you, I can't stand that fucking GTA. Even I think Red Dead is like that fucking default too. I fucking turn that shit off like immediately. Like I want the fucking like free aim. Which you could do it in fucking ReCore, but it's not really. I don't know. It just fucking makes more sense in ReCore because it's so like, again, like platforming heavy and shit. You don't want to be stopping or whatever, fucking like your focus shouldn't be on fucking trying to fucking pinpoint aim on fucking, your pinpoint fucking platforming, not fucking pinpoint aiming type of deal. Like Sunset Overdrive is kind of like that too, but almost the same thing, dude. It's just like the auto lock on all that shit, but the focus is more on like movement and you're jumping over fucking the energy beams the fucking enemies are shooting at you. You're dashing away from fucking anyone who's charging at you, and as you're doing that, you're switching the color of your weapon on the D-pad, like up down left right or whatever, up left and right, and then fucking I think down is like a neutral, like it's like a general fucking weapon, and you're trying to match whatever enemy you're locked onto and shoot into whatever whatever the color is, then you do more damage that way. And then on top of that, you're commanding your allies there, your robot buddies, you're fucking commanding them to fucking go and attack them, and you hit Y, they do like special moves and shit, and you can fucking like air juggle them and all that. It's not like fantastic. I mean, like the combat is fucking like, it's fine. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking anything great. It just, again, it just kind of feels like a fucking like Mega Man game where it's fucking like, it's not like great, but I mean, it's fine. But I mean, the fucking platforming is more like the fucking, the main focus. Once you're fighting enemies, I mean, you can decide whether you just keep shooting them and you kill them outright. And that gives you like fucking like parts and shit you use to like upgrade and build shit, or you can extract the when they get down to a certain low health level, you can extract their cores Which that levels up. Yeah, you extract almost like a mini game, like a, almost like a fishing fucking mini game where you're, pushing and pulling and fucking, there's like a little circle on the line that you have out, and goes like towards them if you let up, and then fucking like you start like pulling, then it'll turn red and you gotta let off and fucking let the slack go and just go back and forth. And they do that. I mean, again, it sounds fucking like super complicated, and it kind of is. There's a lot to it, there's a lot to the fucking game. But you get used to it, but as you're playing it, and it's fucking like everything's fucking just kind of like second nature, and it's fucking controls great. Yeah, I mean, fucking, again, if you had to fucking pinpoint aim fucking every fucking enemy as you're fighting them, it'd be a fucking pain in the ass, and, it takes a while to get used to all that shit happening, and, it took me forever to be like, oh, why did I fucking let my fucking allies, the robots with you, they just, like, do everything automatically, like, is that what it is? And fucking, like, I must have just, like, missed the, tutorial pop up to hit Y and have them do like the special moves and that shit. But and then like you can switch them out, and you can, two of them will be following you at a time. You can switch them out, and if you do that as you're fucking aiming at a fucking enemy, I mean they'll fucking drop out of the sky and fucking drop on the enemies and fucking like stuns them and shit. And yeah, the game doesn't do a lot with those, with the systems and shit, and the combat doesn't fucking, again, it's not nearly as good as the fucking platforming, but it's good. It's good enough anyway. It just keeps you going, and keeps it interesting as you're going from fucking one spot to another, and some of the boss fights are decent and all that shit. But so it's all basically the same. It's just fucking, pretty, again, that sounds complicated. It's pretty simple. Just fucking like, oh, match the colors, fucking lock on, and fucking like, shoot them, what I mean? Fucking that's it. Fun enough anyway. So yeah, you get your three robot buddies there. You get a, dog, a spider, and a gorilla, and eventually you get like a fourth flying drone thing. And, how you level them up, that gets a bit more fucking complicated than it needs to be. And, shitload of options to customize them and all that shit. And, the main three of, cores that power them up. It's like whatever their fucking personality cores or whatever the fuck you want to call them. Pretty much, the fucking whatever power cores that they use, their AI cores, whatever the fuck. There's a lot of cores in this game. It's called Recore. So, yeah, so you can feed like the your robot cores. You'd feed fucking enemy cores into them, and it levels them up and levels up their stats. The they get like attack, defense, and there's like a maximum energy, and you use like that energy to fucking do their special moves and shit. So the more you build that up, the more you can fucking pull off like quicker and all that. And that, that's simple enough. It's pretty much just fucking increase stats, like more numbers equals better type of deal. And but then like the actual like bodies they have, the frames they use, you can swap them out. So or you can upgrade them rather. Well, I guess you're swapping them out, but so you put like a different head on them, different fucking legs, like whatever, different body, and. The better quality of those that you put on them, fucking, those main stats will increase. I mean, like the max value of them increase. So it's fucking like, oh, you start off as fucking like, oh, I leveled up fucking whatever. This one's fucking attack ratings all the way up. It's like, oh, well, now you get a fucking better blueprint and you fucking build like a better, like, body, and you fucking put the different body on. It's like, oh, now I can put in like another like 100 points if I want, and fucking level them up even more. And then, if you, equip them with matching, like a matching set, like you give them, like you say you have like the dog, you give the dog like all one kind of fucking gear, like, whatever, blue fucking blue canine fucking head, body, legs, and like whatever, some other fourth fucking piece on his back. So if you match him up like, the same fucking set, matching set, you get a bonus. So it's fucking, all right, now he's fucking, you gain health every time you kill an enemy, or you kill an enemy and they drop drop better loot and all that shit. And I'm not a fan of that shit, to be honest with you. It's fucking like, you know, you have all these fucking options. It's like, oh, I can mix and match and fucking like make him look fucking stupid, make him look like, you know what I mean, just make him look like a fucking piece of shit, weird fucking multicolored gorilla fucking robot monstrosity with a fucking crow head, and, you know, make him look fucking nuts and fucking stupid. And, you know, but then, you know, you get creative, you do that, and it's fucking, you know, you get penalized. It's not, it's like, oh, you don't have a fucking matching fucking set, you know what I mean? It's not a matching set, so you don't get a fucking bonus. That, no, it's kind of lame. You know, you're stifling my creativity, fucking conformist bastards. Yeah, so you get to, so then to get to those fucking, the frame parts, you know, the fucking, body parts for, that give you the stat bonuses and make them look different and all that, and, yeah, first you need blueprints, and you find those in, like, chests, the chests that are fucking, like, loot chests that are scattered around the world, and they're in dungeons and shit, and they give you them as rewards if you do good in the dungeons. And then you need specific parts to construct them, so, you know, those parts fucking drop from enemies and shit. So it's a little fucking convoluted, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I need fucking pristine fucking canine leg parts or whatever the fuck, and it's like, oh, you can find them from fucking enemies, or, you know what I mean? You could find, you could find fucking enemies that drop fucking this quality of fucking this part, or it's like fucking like, oh, you go into the fucking crafting menu and combine, like, 3 silver fucking canine leg parts to make a fucking gold one or a pristine one or whatever. And fucking, it's, I don't know, just fucking, again, not a fan of like that needless fucking crafting bullshit. Just kind of anything that's fucking slows the game down like that is fucking it could have been streamlined. Yeah, again, I've looked at it at first. I'm like, dude, this is a fucking mess. But after a while, it's like, fucking, ah, it's not that complicated. It fucking makes sense after a little bit. And, you know, you can, if you're looking for, like, specific parts, you can track enemies on the map. So it's like, you open up the map and there'll be a little fucking glowing dot. So fucking like, oh, there's enemies over here that'll fucking drop what you need. You know what I mean? But yeah, still it's a little bit much. I mean, to fucking do that shit, this was more like fucking just whatever. Fuck the fucking blueprints and the fucking craft and all that shit. Just fucking like, oh, just find, give me the fucking part straight up and let me do it. I mean, I don't know. This fucking just seems overcomplicated. So the main game's played this way, you know, you get this giant fucking overworld map, then you get the, you know, it was just like an open hub world, then you get, dungeons scattered around, so it's almost like fucking Zelda, like Zelda-E, like fucking, you know, Ocarina, one of those, or, I guess the old ones too, if you want to say fucking the original one and all that shit, and fucking Link to the Past, but kind of the same deal, I guess, but, yeah, so fucking, when you enter the fucking dungeons, you usually have, like, they give you, like, 3 tasks to do. It's like, alright, there's fucking, like, 3, like, bonus objectives or whatever. It's like, you know, finish it under a time limit, and then, like, find a hidden key, like, a yellow key, which is fucking, like, usually, like, there'll be, like, one fucking, like, bug enemy, like, floating around holding the key. You just gotta shoot him, and it drops, and you gotta be careful not to, like, drop in the fucking, like, lava fucking pit or something, and then, there'll just be, like, you know, different colored switches fucking scattered around the fucking level, and you just gotta kind of find them, and sometimes they'll be hidden off in, like, corners, and it's like, oh, find 8 of those, and, you know, you do those fucking, you know, one of those fucking, like, bonus objectives, and you unlock, you get to the end of the, dungeon, it fucking unlocks, like, rewards, like, fucking, oh, here's a loot chest, or there's a, you know, extra fucking prismatic cores, another kind of core, but that's the main core. The main core and recores, the prismatic cores, that's what you gotta worry about. So you need those to pretty much, like, progress in the game. You know, you're just pretty much collecting them. It's fucking, like, the main progression juice, as I call it. So you're basically just exploring this huge world, and, you know, trying to get fucking cores, unlock further areas, and, you know, you're going back, revisiting the fucking dungeons and, like, perfecting them for fucking, you know, more cores or fucking better loot and all that, and, that's pretty fucking straightforward, I guess. It's kind of like most fucking open world games where it's fucking, alright, I gotta collect a bunch of crap and all that, and fucking like, yeah, pretty much. But then you reach a tower, you know, and you're fucking, you know, you're gated. It just gates you to, like, you know, it's like, here's like the end of the game, but it gates you to how many cores you've collected, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, you know, if you have like whatever, like 30, you can like do like level one, and then fucking, you know, level one of the fucking tower, and then it's fucking like, all right, well, now you need 35 to go up to level two, which is pretty much like fucking, I don't know, it's not how the game was anyway before, but now it's fucking just very, it's kind of like just in your face, like, this is how it is, like, fucking, you need this many fucking cores to keep going. But the dungeon itself, I mean, that's where shit gets fucking, like, crazy, like, the fucking, like, real fucking crazy platforming and fucking really hard combat and shit, and just, you know, as you go up the floors, it's fucking, it just gets fucking ridiculous, the fucking platforming, and the, you know, it's just like, you know, here's a ridiculous fucking platforming area, you know what I mean, then it's fucking like, alright, well, here's a fucking combat fucking arena, and then like you go more than fucking, you know, another fucking even harder fucking platforming, and you go on. It reminds me of fucking like Dr. Wily's castle from fucking, again, Mega Man, that type of deal, where it's fucking like, oh yeah, it's fucking, thought I was doing good, I could fucking pick whatever the fuck I wanted and just, you know, walk around fucking, you know, freely roaming around, fucking around, and well, I mean, it wasn't really open, I guess, in Mega Man, but you pick whatever stage you want and fucking just go through, and now it's fucking just like, oh, here's Dr. Wily's castle, and if you're fucking stuck, you're fucking stuck, oh well, you know, so yeah, it's fucking, it is this fucking huge fucking difficulty spike, but I approached it, you know, how I did it is I'd fucking, you know, I do one floor, then I'd take a breather, and, you know, you can warp back to fucking dungeons and fucking go there, and, you know, try to get, like, all those, you know, they give you those fucking three tasks, you know what I mean, where you're getting, like, a reward for each, but if you do all three of them in one run, then you get, like, a really good fucking thing, so it's like, oh, I'll try doing that, you know, and then you're fucking going through, exploring the fucking overworld for fucking hidden shit, and fucking, you know, get cores that way, and, you know, there's, like, mini bosses fucking there, like, in the world, and, like, challenge, like, combat challenges, the fucking, like, you know, smaller ones, you can fucking just go and, so I do that for a little bit, and then I'm like, all right, well, let's fucking go back to the tower, do the next floor, and then go back out and explore, and so on and so forth, and once you get to the top, you fucking face the end boss of the game, and that's about it. I mean, it's fucking fairly traditional fucking game structure for a fucking old school game, pretty much. But as I was playing, as I get to that tower, I fucking kept seeing, you know, reviews were out and fucking comments were out, and, you know, I wasn't really fucking, you know, going through the fucking reviews and reading them, but it's fucking like, I wonder why this, you know, fucking a lot of like shit reviews and fucking, you know, people talking shit in the comments about the game, everyone's fucking complaining about, you know, the end game and fucking, oh, it's too grindy and, you know, grindy game, you know, forced you to fucking backtrack and, the way people are talking about it, I mean, I was thinking, it's like, oh, what, do I have to get, like, every fucking core in the game, and, you know, do we have to hit, like, fucking max level or some shit for, like, all the fucking robots and, like, find the best gear and all that, and, totally not the fucking case, at all. You know, I ended up fucking overplaying, like, the end of it, and they give you, like, plenty of fucking wiggle room. I mean, you don't really need to fucking grind dungeons at all unless fucking, or grind for fucking leveling up your fucking, you know, your robots and all that, you know, it's fucking one of those deals where it's like, yeah, you could do that if you're having a hard time with the fucking, you know, the late game enemies and the combat and shit, and, I mean, that they're tough and shit, but it's totally doable. I mean, if you got to that point, like, fucking just playing the game normally, it's like, it shouldn't be that hard to fucking, you know, get through them, but, so, anyway, I had a fucking, a really good time with fucking ReCore, and, I'm not gonna say it's fucking perfect and shit, it's fucking, like, the ending of it does, I mean, not even, I wouldn't have a problem, like, the structure of it, just, like, the narrative, it's fucking, like, oh, they're building up, and it's fucking, no, they play, like, the last cutscene, it's kind of, like, what the fuck, what, wait, what, and it's fucking just kind of ends, and, you know, there's some fucking, like, definite, you know, rough edges there, and, yeah, like, at first, I was, like, super impressed, just how it seemed, like, oh, you can, you know, travel just about anywhere in the fucking world, and, you know, I see little fucking rock fucking outcroppings on the edge of the map, and that normally be like a kill box or like an invisible wall in other open world games, and Yeah, and then fucking like, and this one would be like, it'd be fucking like Skyrim, fucking jumping up, fucking, you know, they give you almost like the Crackdown orbs, where it's like little boxes of fucking like shit loot you can pick up. But it's fucking like, you follow those, and it's fucking like, I can go up here, and then it's fucking like, I hear like a chest like humming, and you fucking look around, and way off to the side is a fucking like chest like hidden in this little cave or some shit, and it's like, cool. It seems like if you see it, you can fucking jump up there, even if it seems like fucking like way off the beaten path type of deal. And so then I'm like, that's really cool. Then like as I was like fucking like, all right, I get most of the shit that I can fucking find for the most part that's easy. Then I'm like, I wonder if I can do this, and you know what I mean, like really trying to like push like fucking like, this looks like it's a fucking not part of the game. And then it's like, sometimes it wasn't, and you know what I mean, fucking, it's like, that is a fucking kill box, that is a fucking invisible wall, like, once you really start, like, going nuts with it. But, you know, I had all my fucking powers, and fucking, like, backtracking and all that, and then, you know, you do run into some fucking bullshit deaths and fucking kill boxes and all that shit. And, again, not really that big of a deal, because it's fucking, it just spawns you to like the last like safe place you're fucking standing, and from there you can usually fucking like, whatever, fucking, I guess I can't do that, and you know, go somewhere else. But if you really get fucked over and stuck, you can just fast travel back to your crawler at any point, and from there you can fucking warp to wherever the fuck. I mean, there's fucking fast travel points anywhere. And but again, that's that kind of sucks. It's fucking, some of the shit's kind of like janky like that. But I run into that fucking shit just about every other fucking game too. Like fucking Halo. Fuck, Halo is fucking famous for like, get out of the map and shit, and all these fucking maps and all these fucking glitches and all that bullshit. Or like fucking, you know, Uncharted, same shit, where it's fucking like, I dropped the foot, but I wasn't supposed to be there, so now I'm fucking dead, and you know, shit like that. And just whatever, not a big deal. It's fucking, there's always fucking weird fucking boundary issues and shit. And fucking, you know, I don't think fucking ReCore is any better or worse than just about any other game, fucking open world or fucking otherwise. It's even weirder in fucking like these linear like corridor games where it's fucking like, I should be able to go there, but there's a wall, like whatever. So after, you know, after I beat it, at least I was like at the end game, I knew it was fucking like, it's the end of the game, this tower. I sat fucking like, you know, going through the reviews and fucking reading just making a huge deal about that shit. Like fucking, ReCore's getting fucking like slammed pretty much fucking like on the critic side. And I think a lot of it's just fucking, honestly, I think it's like totally fucking unfair. And, you know, again, I'm not saying it's a fucking like masterpiece or anything. And, you know, it's a fucking B-tier fucking budget game with, it's got fucking tight platforming and awesome world, fucking great aesthetic and shit. And it's just like, what's your fucking problem? Like, why are you just like fucking slamming it? And it just seems like these fucking cunts are like holding the grudge against something. And it's fucking, you know, it's just like, after beating it, it's fucking like, if you're gonna be one of these sites that has to do like numbered scores and shit, and yeah, it should be like, you know, like a 7 on the low end, and fucking like high, you know, high up, if fucking people can, you know, more forgiving about like some of the rough shit, it should be like a 9. So it should be in that range, like probably like an 8, you know what I mean? Like an average, like 8. But then you see like fucking like people are giving it like 4s and 5s, and oh, it's a fucking game's a piece of shit. It's just like, dude, what fucking game are you fucking retards playing? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't fucking understand that at all. I mean, yeah, I'm reading these fucking reviews, and you know, some of the complaints are like legit. It's fucking like, UI is kind of fucking fiddly. Again, it's fucking that crafting bullshit, which again, I fucking like hate with a passion. It's fucking like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, once you, after a little bit, it's only a fucking 20 hour game, and like by like the 10 hour mark, you know what the fuck you're doing, you know? Like there's no question, you know what the fuck you're doing. So, I mean, fucking, you know, again, I was talking about how the core gameplay doesn't change that much. It, you know, kind of rough around the edges. Like, yeah, all right, fine, whatever. And but you see this fucking flood of bullshit that's, you know, objectively fucking wrong. You know what I mean? Fucking, the end game, that end game, the end tower is too grindy. And it, again, it's not. I talked about that. And fucking, like, I overplayed it because I kept hearing that shit. Like, fucking, you got to grind and blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude. My tolerance for fucking grinding is just about fucking like zero. I didn't have a fucking problem with it. I didn't fucking feel like I was grinding at all. I was going out fucking exploring, getting some shit and fucking going back, and it was fucking fine. And then you hear like fucking all, you know, the open world is fucking too big and too empty. It's just like, no, dude, there's fucking shit everywhere. It's just fucking, you know, and you can fucking fast travel to about fucking any fucking point on the map and be like within like five minutes or whatever. Not even fucking, yeah, like a minute or two, like fucking just, you know, boosting fucking running distance. So just about anything. I don't fucking get that either. And they're complaining about all these fucking technical problems. Like, I guess the load times are bad on the Xbox, and it's just like, dude, yeah, probably, yeah, but I mean, you know, you're a fucking professional fucking game reviewer, and you probably have fucking access to a pretty fucking high end PC. So why if, you know, if they're playing in the fucking loading times are fucking crap, why aren't you playing it on the fucking PC instead? You know, and just yeah, I have a pretty fucking mid-range computer, and, you know, I can run it on fucking Ultra, so, I mean, like, what the fuck, and, you know, if that's, like, the issue, I mean, if you started playing on the fucking Xbox, and, like, all these load times are fucking awful, and fucking, like, whatever, like, why don't you just fucking switch to the PC and fucking whatever, review, or do, like, two reviews and be like, hey, it runs great on the fucking PC, the Xbox is kind of shitty, and whatever, fucking do it separate reviews or like whatever, or just say like, oh, you should probably play it on the PC if you can, and fucking like whatever, if you play on the Xbox, the load times suck, like something like that, you know, make two reviews or, you know, fucking like whatever. It's ran great for me on fucking PC, and fucking, you know, load times weren't a fucking issue. And then the opposite end of the spectrum is the fucking, you know, I mean, like, again, I can see, like, if it's just, like, oh, I only review fucking, like, Xbox fucking games or, like, whatever, or console games, so that's why, the, you know, the loading times are a fucking issue, and I can kind of understand that. Then fucking on the, you know, the other side of that is you get fucking these reviews from fucking, like, you know, hardcore, like, oh, I only review games on fucking PC only, and it's like, dude, it seems like they have, like, this fucking, like, axe they want to grind, too, and it's fucking, give me a second so I can find my lighter so I can properly rant about this. So you get these, yeah, you know, the hardcore fucking, oh, I only review fucking PC games, and just, it seems like, you know, I heard people talking about, like, you know, playing with a keyboard and mouse and shit, and it's just like, dude, no, like, no, why would you even try that? Like, why would you think that would be a fucking, the way to fucking play this fucking game? It's a fucking super precise fucking third person, you know, fucking action fucking platformer. You can use fucking, you know, WASD and shit. It's like, dude, that sounds like a fucking nightmare. I'd be like, I understand it's on fucking, just because it's on PC, it's like, dude, like, no, like, don't do that. And, you know, I can see that's a hurdle, the fucking, you know, that initiative of, oh, Xbox games on PC, you know, PC games are Xbox games, and fucking vice versa. And, yeah, one of those things they're gonna have to deal with, I guess. I mean, certain games you just need to be played with the fucking controllers. Like, that'd be like me fucking mapping a fucking RTS onto a controller and fucking then complaining about, oh, it controls like shit. And it's like, yeah, well, of course it does. It's like, why would you think otherwise? You know what I mean? I don't know. And then there's the whole, like, fucking, like, anti-Windows 10 store, like, political agenda, and see it all the time. They fucking post articles about fucking, like, oh, fucking, again, there's Xbox on fucking PC games where it's like, oh, you need Windows 10, you gotta use the fucking Windows Store, and just, like, comments, oh, I'm not using the fucking Windows Store. And I've literally read in a fucking review of somebody bitching about fucking the Windows Store, like, in their review, and, you know, that whole fucking moronic fucking, you know, anything that's not on Steam isn't a fucking PC game. Like, it's like a fucking, like, movement. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that makes no fucking sense at all. It's like, you know, these jackasses are so against, like, any fucking game launcher that's not fucking, like, Steam. It's like, oh, you play all fucking garbage. Well, why? Why is that garbage and Steam's not? Well, because it's not Steam, that's why. Well, what's wrong with it? The games aren't in my fucking Steam library. It's like, dude, you're a fucking doofus. Like, I'm no fucking, like, PC elitist, and, you know, but you probably shouldn't be fucking playing PC games, and you definitely shouldn't be fucking reviewing them if you, you know, can't figure out how to make a fucking You know, make a fucking folder, label it games if it's that hard, you know what I mean? And just fucking put all the fucking shortcuts to your games in there, and there you go. Like, no, it doesn't matter where you fucking buy. It's like fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking what they teach you in, like, fucking, first grade and fucking, like, first computer lesson to fucking, like, hey, make a folder and put stuff in here to organize it. Like, dude, if, like, that's your issue, you can't fucking, hey, games, put your games in there. And I fucking, another note I fucking just figured out. If you've launched the Xbox app on fucking Windows 10, you can fucking, anything that you have a shortcut to, you can just fucking put all your games in there and fucking just shows up. And there you go. There's your games folder, and you can fucking launch it from the fucking Xbox app and all that shit. So that works too. Yeah, and just fucking, but then, like, fucking, you know, then you get the fucking, oh, whoa, oh, wah, fucking Microsoft's gonna have a monopoly on fucking games. And it's just like, dude, like, I don't understand that. Like, again, it's just because you're fucking like, oh, everything should be on Steam, that's fine, but fucking, like, oh, like, some kind of competition for fucking Microsoft or anybody else, or fucking Uplay or fucking Origin or fucking whatever, Battle.net, that's fine, because Blizzard's like, oh, they're fine too, I guess, for whatever reason. It's just like, dude, you guys are fucking ridiculous. Like, and it's like, dude, it's fucking, like, games, like, running on the operating system that you're using anyway to play games. It's just like, dude, I don't know. It's just fucking Jesus. It just makes no fucking sense. Like, whatever. I mean, I don't fucking care. Like, play, you know what I mean? If I can play where you want, fucking complain about whatever the fuck you want. But it's just fucking ridiculous. It's something like, oh, it's a negative because it's not on Steam. It's like, you're a fucking idiot, dude. I've had so much fucking garbage that I didn't fucking deal with the fucking Steam. So I have no idea, like, why everybody fucking holds that up. It's like, oh, cool, it's sell games cheap and all my shit's in one place. It's like, okay, like, beyond that, what? Like, what's so great about it? I don't get it. It's because you're used to it, because you fucking use it so much, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, but you can't figure out, like, the basics of fucking operating your fucking, the operating system you're fucking using. Like, fucking, like, oh, I don't understand. Like, well, I heard somebody fucking, oh, well, somebody tell me, like, why Windows 10 is a good fucking launcher. It's like, you open it up, it's actually in your fucking operating system. You go to the fucking start menu, it's right in your fucking apps, whatever game you have installed, and you want to access it quickly, you fucking drag the fucking shortcut to the desktop, and there you go. It's actually fucking easier than fucking Steam, so I don't know. But yeah, just keep seeing the same fucking shit repeated over and over again. And, you know, as far as, you know, the game, oh, when you get to the end fucking tower, the game falls apart, and, you know, I had fucking zero fucking issues progressing, and, you know, there's a boss, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, there's, when you get to that tower, there's a fucking boss at the base of it, and that's what fucking, you know, what's fucking retarded is, you know, if you fought that boss, like, it's kind of like they build him up as, like, you know, the main fucking, like, boss of the game. So it's like, you figure, like, you know, you figure you fight him and that'd be the end of the game or whatever. It'd be a fucking short game in that case. But, you know, it's retarded. Like, if you fought him and then fucking, like, oh, game over, the fucking credits rolled, and, then they just fucking present, like, the rest of the tower as, like, you know, optional content. Like, oh, just go through and fucking, if you can find more cores, like, fucking whatever, like, you know, after credits, fucking open world shit, like, it'd be the same fucking game. And I know I would have tried, you know, I would have tried to fucking go back and fucking find them anyway, because fucking the game's fun. Like, why wouldn't you, you know? And that would have fucking rendered that fucking complaint fucking completely fucking moot, you know what I mean? So, you know, I guess you can fucking call it the oversight that the fucking, you know, on the developer's part. They didn't fucking factor in how fucking lazy fucking game reviewers are, and they just want to fucking figure, like, oh, I was going to blast through this game in, like, 5, maybe 8 hours tops, and fucking, you know what I mean, see the credits and fucking just give it a half-assed, like, 8 or something, and, like, whatever, just that's it, and fucking don't think about it again. And, you know, they don't give a shit about fucking getting some kind of fucking value out of the game, because they didn't fucking pay for it anyway. And yeah, I was like, when I hit that point after, like, fucking whatever, 8-10 hours, it's fucking like, I figured I'd, you know, I'm like, oh, I hope there's more. I hope there's another fucking 10 hours of this fucking amazing fucking platforming and fucking exploration. And, you know, when there was more to it, it's like, oh, it's fucking great, awesome. Because fucking otherwise, again, I thought it would have been fucking too short and nothing to it. So there you go. And I don't even think fucking half of those fucking cunts even fucking, finish the game. To be honest with you, like at all, they just got to. I think they just got to that part and fucking did what I did, and fucking like started reading like other fucking reviews from fucking journalists and fucking. You know, they talked to their fucking reviewer fucking butt buddies, and they just said, oh, you know, the ones who fucking played it, trying to rush it, were like, oh, it's just such a chore to fucking backtrack, and I can't find these cores, even though they're fucking clearly fucking labeled on the fucking map where to find everything. You can fucking fast travel to all the dungeons and it says how many fucking cores you can get in there and all that shit. And they just, you know, and then like, I think a lot of them just said, fuck it. And just fucking, you know, wrote a bunch of copy and paste bullshit as usual. Fucking no, like, you know, truth to it, no nothing. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm fucking almost 99% sure that some of them did that. And particularly that fucking, that homo fucking Jeff, you know, Mr. Integrity, but I cheat to fucking get through games, fucking Gershman over at fucking Giant Bomb. I'm almost 100% positive you didn't get to the fucking end tower. And how do I know that? Because he's on my fucking Xbox friends list. And, you know, guess what? He didn't get to the tower. Like, there's no fucking achievement for it. And, you know what I mean? It fucking pops up when he fucking hits certain points, the achievements, and hey, he definitely didn't do it, but he somehow feels fucking qualified to fucking shit all over the game and talk about how bad the end game is. And yeah, you know, he can't even hide behind the fucking, oh, I put it on PC fucking bullshit or something, because that's all connected, you know what I mean? Fucking, if you got to it on PC, it would have showed up there. If you had to, you know, on Xbox, it would have showed up the same fucking thing. And he's only played like fucking 8 hours. And again, I'm not going to shit on him too much because I don't want another fucking campaign against a shitty fucking game journalist after we just get rid of Futter. But, and again, who knows for sure? Like, maybe, like, I don't know. I did like the cursory, like fucking go to giantbomb.com, which I don't recommend. It's a fucking awful site. But like, oh, the review is like, oh, 2 stars. It's like a fucking like 4. I'm like, all right, so this fucking idiot review it that's fucking hasn't gotten like anywhere in the game. It's fucking somebody else that's fucking like, I still hear him fucking talking shit about it. And again, anything beyond that would involve fucking reading and listening to more fucking Giant Bomb fucking garbage, and that shit's fucking boring. So I don't know. Fuck you, Jeff Gershman. Anyway, then you get the fucking, you know, so you have these fucking bad, like, critical reviews, and you get the fanboys coming out and, oh, fucking low Metacritic score, LOL. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, oh, Microsoft sucks, low Metacritic score, LOL. And look, I'm not defending the game to the fucking death. Again, I'm not saying it's fucking perfect. It's like, ah, some people probably won't like it. You know, some people will like it, some people won't. And, You know, some people don't understand, they don't get at this point. I don't think people understand what like a fucking budget game is at this point. And so I can like, $40 and fucking like, you know, good ideas that have some competency behind them to fucking make a game. You know what I mean? It's not a fucking, if this is like a $40, like pixelated fucking indie game, that'd be a different story. If fucking like, oh, it's so good. If there's some kind of like, I don't know, or if it's like fucking, you know, indie games, fucking skeleton of a fucking idea. Here's some fucking garbage. Give me money because I'm a fucking hipster. And, you know, give me a good fucking critical score because I have, you know, I'll be your friend. I have some fucking like sob story about fucking whatever. I'll fucking live in my fucking mama's basement and make this shit. And I don't know. I just think that whatever Recore, I just don't think he's getting a fucking fair shake for like one reason or another, or a combination of fucking reasons. I mean, okay, if it was some fucking like pixelated fucking indie game, like it'd be like, oh, great, fucking play it, and you know, nonstop talking about it. Or on the other hand, if it was made by fucking Capcom, they called it fucking Mega Man Legends 3, and they replaced the fucking main character Jewel with fucking a blue fucking anime kid, and it'd be the exact same. You know, if they just kept the exact same fucking game otherwise, it'd be like the fucking fanboys would be like fucking up, you know, up in arms. You change their fucking anime avatars to fucking Mega Man. It'd be like fucking game of the year contender. The fucking, oh, triumphant return of the fucking 3D platformer. Fucking nines all around. Fucking whatever. They're gonna fucking do that for the fuck is that game? Ukulele. You know what I mean? Like that's fucking. And the guys who made like Banjo-Kazooie and all that shit, like that's gonna be the, oh my god, 3D platforming's back, and fucking, oh my god, everybody, the genre's alive. And Because again, that it's all fucking like hype and fucking narrative and fucking whatever fan fucking bullshit. Because they can, oh look, it looks exactly like fucking Banjo-Kazooie and fucking, you know what I mean, all that shit. So that'll be fine, you know what I mean. Even if it's fucking same janky garbage and fucking like whatever. And but you know, instead you get the critics shitting on the fucking the middle tier and fucking, you know, new IP. They say, oh, we need, well, everybody's saying, oh, we need new fucking IP, none of these fucking sequels and fucking, oh, where are all the fucking good Japanese games? It's fucking like, hey, a Japanese developer made something fucking appealing for once that's not called Dark Souls. So what the fuck, you know what I mean? But that narrative is not there because it's not on a fucking Japanese console. So whatever, it doesn't count, I guess. And just it genuinely fucking upsets me, like no joke, like fucking it just in general, like fucking ReCore is getting fucking unfairly fucking shit on. And you know, then they get the fucking consumer fucking witch hunting of fucking Deus Ex for fucking stupid fucking ridiculous fucking reasons from these fucking gamers who get fucking influenced by fucking YouTube faggots. And it's just, I don't know, it's just like, I just played two fucking great games. I should be like positive and fucking optimistic about games finally getting, you know, getting going, you know, games heading in the fucking right direction. And fucking I'm just fucking like bummed out and just fucking reminded why I fucking just fucking hate people and just fucking like can't stand like other like shit. I can't stand fucking people and their opinions, you know what I mean? Like fucking not even opinions, that's the thing. It's just fucking just like herd fucking garbage, dude, on both ends, fucking critics and fucking like fans. And just fucking like, I don't know, drives me nuts. So yeah, ReCore, it's a good game. Play it if you fucking like games, you fucking hate people. And all that also reminded me, like, oh yeah, that's why I started a site, exactly because of that. And there you go. You can read the review on gruntfreepress.com. And again, I'm not going to sit here and say it's fucking, oh, it's going to change your life or whatever, but fucking, it's a fucking really good game that is not getting its day in the sun. There you go. I gotta wrap this up. So another day, another fucking backlog of shit. But, so I'll sit the important shit. Did I get my Friday the 13th, the game beta code yet? No, I did not. And also, I should be playing Forza 3 by Friday, because I did the fucking, I'm a shithead, and I'm going to pay extra to play a few days early edition, so there you go. What else is important here? Speaking of Banjo-Kazooie, do you want a code for the full version of Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts for Xbox 360 or Xbox One? Well, here you go, get ready, because it is MMKRTPDWGMXDHKR23YKC4J4WZ. And there you go. I already have like three copies of fucking Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. I don't really like that game, so I don't really need another one. So there you go. Send your nuts and bolts to podcast@gruntfreepress.com and check out the ReCore review, and don't be a pussy. All I can say.
Controlling tools of your system, making life more tolerable, making life more tolerable. Antidepressants, controlling tools of your system, making life more tolerable, making life more tolerable. We all need your hypocrisy, execute real democracy, post-industrial society, the unthinking majority. Antidepressants, controlling tools of your system, making medicines, controlling tools of your system, making life more tolerable.